Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we're picking up where we left off with the top favorite female moments a few weeks ago, and we're going to get your feedback and some of the ones we missed. All that red zab we have no control over. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Ashley Coffin.
Ashley.
Matt.
You ready to talk about some lady moments?
Oh, I'm ready.
Ooh, let's do it. All right. I don't know. That was a weird opening. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Joanna Pearson on Gmail says, "What's up, MCU cast ladies and Matthew? First time writing in since I started listening last summer. Just wanted to start off with saying thank you for creating such a fun space for us all. It's helped me get through some rough patches. I just wrapped up the best female moments cast, and man, y'all have me in tears just about the entire episode. Full disclosure, I'm newly pregnant with my third kid, so emotions are at constant in-game level."
Okay, I was like, that's fair. That makes more
totally,
sense.
Totally, totally. But this episode meant so much. Female moment that resonated with me recently was the end of Iron Man 3 when Pepper was the one to kill Aldrich Killian. Not necessarily the most poignant moment, but it was so symbolic of Pepper always carrying a huge load, saving herself and cleaning up Tony's messes. As a mom, that was a very relatable moment. I dig it. First off, Joanna, thank you for saying that about the Stranded Panda, community. It has gotten us all through rough patches, for real.
Yes.
You guys have gotten us all through rough patches of all kinds over the last few years. Just, it's been so great. And yeah, as for that moment, I love it. What do you think, Ash?
I mean, who's not cleaning up Tony's mess at this point?
Right? The entire MCU is clean. Tony is the toddler of the MCU. Everyone, mm-hmm. Everyone's cleaning up his messes.
That's what happens. It's like rich toddlers are the worst.
Absolutely. I love the connection to being a mom.
Yeah.
And just moms put so much on their shoulders.
Did you miss that second paragraph?
Mm-mm, I read it.
My oldest is little girl, Josie.
Oh,
did I not read that?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I saw these two paragraphs. My bad. Okay. I totally missed that. Goodness. She continues. "My oldest is a little girl, Josie, about to turn 4, and I couldn't think of better characters for her to look up to than the women of the MCU. Nothing warms my heart more than hearing her request to watch Captain Carter and Natasha, or watching her imitate Zha Ling's moves. She's growing up to be so smart, strong, and capable, and these characters are playing a role. Thank you for highlighting them and their foundational and influential role in our favorite universe. Looking forward to all the content we will be getting this year and beyond, and I can't wait to listen along with you guys. Thanks again. Until next time, I'd move my seat up for you guys." Joanna and Josie. That is rad. Aww,
thanks, Joanna.
Thank you, Joanna.
I'm glad that that episode meant stuff to people, because it's hard to wrap your mind around that anything that I say means anything to anybody or any of us, you know?
Totally.
So that's why it's humbling, which is why I'm stumbling over my words.
Yeah, when people say certain things really meant something, it's so hard to take. I don't,
Mm-hmm. It's hard to process.
It is. And I said it in yesterday's episode, or in the Moon Knight episode this week, but it really meant a lot to me too, and inspired me. Mm-hmm. And so cool to have everybody hearing that out there and getting inspired. And I just love this idea of, we always talk about how representation is important, but think about these young girls who are growing up now, Miss Josie 4 here, who is from the time she was breathing, there are all these strong women to look up to, you know?
Yeah.
It used to be you'd had that one per generation. It felt like one big comic book or sci-fi, you know? And now it's just this entire universe that we love is full of them, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's just getting better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's going to keep getting better. And the balance of characters that we love and the strength of these characters. It just creates a completely different paradigm for young girls to look up to and to see themselves growing into, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Yeah,
it's doing the good stuff, Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel. Not trying to get political. Sorry, I didn't mean to sneak that in there. The agenda. Sorry. We're bringing up strong women, and that's what they're afraid of. We know.
Yep. I really like that Marvel's really been the vanguard of pushing for more representation this last in these big tentpole things, you know? And mm-hmm. I know it has its problems. And like, there's all kinds of things you could say about Marvel and Disney, but man, the amount of strong women on screen and strong people of color on screen that are not just fitting into the cookie cutter, like stereotypes anymore. Like I love it. I love it so much.
It's the best.
Mm-hmm. Abigail Wiki on Gmail says, "Hello, MCU cast, mortal beings." I think that definitely covers everyone.
Not me.
Yeah. You don't know about, Ashley's other personalities and how and mm-hmm. which Egyptian gods they serve.
The missing two.
Welp, I haven't even got to the end of the Best Female Moments episode and I am crying. Aww. Honestly, this might seem like a weird reason to care so much, but you all got me with your love for my favorite girl. There are times in the MCU during the life of Natasha Romanoff where she has seemed overlooked. And since the end of her life, that'll make me cry more. Can you double cry? Even more so. It meant so much to me to hear how prevalent this awesome hero was in your top moments. And reminded me that I am far from the only one who sees how much we owe to a character who has saved the world more times than most realize. I mean, a lot of people forget that she was the one who closed the portal in Avengers, and was the one who got the vital intel from Loki, and unbrainwashed Clint, cognitive recalibration for the win. Despite being 100% for Natasha, all the time, always, I loved your other female moments too. Every single one was a moment that I nodded to and thought, yep, that was awesome. It shows how much these girls are big influences on everyone, but especially on the female audience. Marvel has some awesome women, some incredibly strong women who have strength in a lot of different forms. As much as it was a joke, I'll finish this off with a line from SNL Black Widow trailer sketch from 2015, because it's true. Marvel gets women. Thanks as always to your awesome podcast, Abby. I wrote in big chunks of feelings on Black Widow way back when it came out, lol. So second time writing in. Awesome. Well, thank you, Abby. Thank you so much for writing in. Yeah,
that was great. It was funny when I went back and when I listened to the cast, I was like, man, both of mine are about one of the women killing somebody. But that's me. That's a good reflection of who I am as a person. I didn't think about it when I was doing them, but I was like, oh, well, when this person, oh, whoops. I'm so violent.
So violent. Marvel gets Ashley in her murderous mm-hmm. ways. I like it.
Yeah.
That's rad. And I like Abigail reappropriating the Marvel gets women, which is was a joke in the sketch, but you know, they really do. Like, so many women are inspired by these characters. So rad.
I love it.
Monica Savia Lakis on Twitter says, thanks for sharing my fave female badass moments on the cast. I would like you to know that I am changing my name to Monica Sokovia in your honor. And yes, it's phonetic. Savio Lakis. I think I got pretty close.
I told you. Yeah, it's very phonetic Greek. Probably.
Keep up the good work. Looking forward to Moon Knight feedback.
Afaristo, Monica, if you're Greek.
Yep. I don't know what that meant.
Thank you.
Sending secret messages on the cast.
I could say hello, goodbye, and thank you in probably like 10 languages. That's about it. Like, I can't learn a whole language, but I can do it in a lot of them.
Right. I can't speak a language, but I can say a lot of words that are random and a lot of different things.
Listen, you don't know how far you can get if you learn hello, goodbye, or this or that. All you need to really learn is this or that in another language, and you can get by.
All right. I'll take your word for that. I dig it. I feel like knowing just a few words and a bunch of different things is like a good sign of how you're connected to various communities or whatever. Like I've traveled a little bit. It's like you know, when you go for somewhere away for like a week in some other country or whatever, you get to know like those few things that you need to know. Mm-hmm. You know? It's rad.
Like bonjour.
Yeah.
Du velu croissant. They're like, that'll be $4.95. I'm like, speak French back to me, damn it.
That's very pointed of them. That will be $4.95. Oh. You couldn't tell my accent wasn't real. It was perfect French.
Everybody told me that the French people were going to be meaner to me than the people in Italy. And it wasn't that the people in Italy were mean. In France, if you tried, like if you walked up to them and didn't say hello or whatever, if you just tried to speak their language and do it, they were a lot more receptive and actually had fun. Like we had fun with it. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of them like, well, I don't speak any English. So it's like, try to communicate. In Italy, I would go in hard, you know, due cappuccino, por favore. And they're like, €5. I'm like, God damn it. Why? I'm just going to speak my Italian into you until you accept it. Like, stop doing that. They just didn't care.
That's really funny.
Fine.
Like, let me practice. And they're like, I don't want to practice with you. Oh, man. All right. Serena on Twitter says, latest episode of MCU Cast, fucking rocked. Giving Black Widow all the love she deserves.
I love that, Serena.
I'm so glad to hear everybody, like, because it really did come out how many Black Widow moments there were. Because it wasn't just like we all had one. We all had so many.
Mm-hmm. She's the heart.
I was blown away that we didn't have any repeats. Like, we have never done that on any of these casts where we've tried to, like, rank things or whatever. We've never had zero repeats. That was a lot of different moments and different perspectives. It was so cool.
Yeah, I love it. Ugh. Mm.
James Hewing. What's up, James? just finished The Best Female Moments. What a great cast by Ashley, Haley, and Melissa. As a father to daughters, I hope that they grow up to be as strong, independent, and as caring as you three are. Thank you for being an example and being strong enough to call out the bullshit you have to endure. Not all heroes wear capes.
Aww. That's right. We wear eyeliner and mascara. I love that, though.
That's so sweet. Thank you for writing that in, James. All right. Next one's from Riggs. Says, hey, Ashley, Matt, and hopefully Jeff, too. Unfortunately, not today. Trying to keep it short with so much to say. This is Riggs, the Mohawked mechanic. I had to take some time off podcasts, and I'm finally almost caught up and did not hear a favorite scene of mine on the top female scenes. That is when Scarlet Witch almost killed Thanos in Endgame. Mm. Thanos takes out anyone he faces, and Wanda makes it so he has to destroy his own army to stop her. I don't even know who you are. You will. Also, my boyfriend is not all that into Marvel, but this one scene cemented her as his favorite and made him go to the theater with me twice to see it, and now is super excited for Multiverse of Madness.
I love that.
Yeah, it's cool. Nothing is better than having the guy I love actually excited to be watching Marvel with me. Love you, wonderful geeks, so much, and looking forward to the Moon Knight reviews.
Aw, thanks, Riggs.
Thank you, Riggs.
I love when he writes in.
Yeah. Okay. I think we had one thing pop up in the chat. Let's see. This is Karen Thomas. Says, love the Best Female Moments cast to get a female perspective on our women heroes and recognizing how their strength, wisdom, and vulnerabilities as part of their power and the reason why we love them and why they inspire was fantastic. Hope that makes sense. Absolutely. Love it. Thank you so much, Karen. Sweet. Well, that is all the feedback we've got. Any final words on the Best Female Moments, Ash?
No, I thought it was great. I liked getting to hear everybody's, you know, when they would write back or direct message or just more. I liked hearing, you know, how much people enjoyed it. You know, it's always fun to be able to interact and do that with people on a more personal level. of not, you know, it goes a little deeper than just our normal conversations. And it's always really interesting to, you know, hear that it affected people how you wanted it to, you know, it's humbling.
Yeah, it really, really is. Like when you set out to do a cast like that, you hope it can resonate, but you know, you're just people talking about the stuff you like. It either will or it won't. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice that so many people that resonated with them. And thank you so much for taking lead on that cast.
I was just going to say that was kind of the first time I've done that with that many people.
Yeah.
The only other time I really took the lead on a cast was when we just did The Exorcist. Or yes. When I, you know, so really this was my first time trying to host it. And I think it went well.
Yeah, it really did. It really did.
It's a little more stressful than people think. Yeah.
It definitely can be. And it's like something you get used to, but it can be stressful for sure. And thank you so much to Melissa and Haley. You guys brought so much. You brought the fire to that episode. So thank you guys. And thanks to all of you people out there in the audience who love these female moments with us.
Yeah, as they keep happening, keep writing in, keep letting us know, and we'll keep doing more of them.
Yeah. We'll do more themed. These are some of my favorite kinds of episodes where we do like a theme like this and, you know, kind of like evergreen, fun, like just to talk about all the scope of the MCU totally. But there's always so much going on that we don't get to do it as much.
And I don't think we mention enough that like the episodes that we do that are, you know, some of them themed are commissioned ones. So anybody, if you join us on Patreon, we will do on a certain level, we'll do an episode about whatever you want. You can commission an episode.
Yeah.
And that leads to that. That's where we get all of, not this one, but that's where we get a lot of these fun commission episodes for. So
yeah,
go do it.
For sure.
It's worth it.
Because people will take the time to be patrons for a little while. And then we get to their commissions. Like that's one of the ones where we get to like, they're paying, literally like paying us to do it. And we get to a chance to like take the time to do those episodes.
And then those are the ones that hit lately a lot. Like people have been taking it. It's been spilling over to the chat in a way, you know, like the top fives, those are all, you know, commissions from, you know, the patrons. And it's amazing. It's amazing to even say like, I have patrons, like we love you guys. Like we get to do this.
Karen just in the chat said she just joined the Patreon. Thank you.
Yay.
Yeah. The Patreon is incredibly important to keep the show running. We grew a lot this year and it was great. We like made money the end of last year. But one thing I've learned is that the ad sales stuff is super fickle and seasonal.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. In December, I was looking at our like growth and I was like, oh my gosh, like we're actually like this month, we're going to like make money. Like we're going to make money that we can actually like reinvest into the show and like pay everybody. Okay. And everything, you know,
some prizes for trivia.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Like, and then, January came and it just disappeared. And I was like, oh, like it went into a third of what we were making in December.
Yeah.
And so, but what's so cool about that though, is like the people who are patrons, that is consistent and it's stayed consistent and it's grown. And that's been what's kept the show. Like even in when we don't have all those live read ads and stuff that we can put into the show, the patrons are what keeps the show, the lights on, really.
Yeah. You guys keep it going and we appreciate you.
Yeah. So if you want to join that, patreon.com/MCUcast, and that's where you can find that. So yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Ash. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back very soon with more Moon Knight. Goodness, so much Moon Knight. I'm so excited.
Moon Knight. It's Monday.
God, I can't believe it's Monday. I gotta get this thing up so it can have a moment on the cast before the next episode drops. All right. We're out. Peace.
We're out. Until next time, true believers. Never be as good as Jeff.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.